Hello.
Good afternoon to you.
Who's calling?
My name is Michael Rutherford.
Yes?
I have just today the very proud announcement to say that I've just finished my most recent novel.
Right. What have you written?
Oh, thank you, my love. Thank you. It's a story about a little boy who finally grows up to become the man that nobody ever thought he would.
Right.
It's a magnificent odyssey.
Okay, and what have you had published?
The Seal and the Young Clown, that was one of my big ones. The Badger and the Bear was a big seller as a children's book in 1956. The Badger and the Bear was a classic.
Let me just ask you...
The Horse Who Never Knew His Name sold many thousands of copies in 64. The Chair... which is all about one lifetime of a chair.
Are your books all children's books?
No, oh no, this is an odyssey of a man's experience. Leaves his hometown and is kidnapped by drug criminals
who feed him
with cocaine until he is delirious and is one day found on the West Bank Gaza Strip in a banana box. And he becomes the man who finally saves the West Bank and brings it to peace.
Can you send us maybe a synopsis of the novel? If you can do that.
I can do that for you, my love.
And just a sample chapter, just so, you know, obviously...
Of course, my love, I'll do that for you. After he leaves the West Bank, is the bit that you're going to love. Oh, my love, you're going to like. After he leaves the West Bank and the peace is there, he finds himself in Kenya and he meets this beautiful woman who he will, in the end, marry and have children with. But he is dragged away from Kenya by some terrible monkeys, wise old evil monkeys, who ship him off, and he finds himself on an interrail bringing him back to London, where he spends 2 years in Hackney, East London, doing spiritual meditations to reground himself. It's a sad, happy, massive tale.
Right.
And we're going to call this book The Man.
Personally, we take on very few clients, so don't pin your hopes.
I've got a new book of poems that I've also been writing.
Right,
here's a quick one.
I'm awfully sorry. I can't listen to it on the telephone. Bye-bye.